The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Oh, all right. So I was walking in the city yesterday, and I was walking along 7th Avenue, and they have these cement flower boxes. They're huge. And they were pink. They were hyacinths and begonias. So they were pink and white and red. And I thought, those are the best looking plastic flowers I've ever seen in my life. And I go over, and they ain't plastic, they've frozen. So somebody did the Joy Brown, oh, it's spring, let's plant, tulipsicle kind of thing. They were completely frozen. It was yesterday. It was like 35 degrees and a 30 mile an hour wind. I mean, you just feel so sorry for them. They think, oh, it's spring, here I am. People are going to come and admire me and snippy. Frozen stiff. I'm probably the only person who could anthropomorphize a hyacinth, but they were really beautiful and really sad. I mean, then they had like 5 huge containers, and they're all going to be dead today, I think, because it's still supposed to be cold for another couple of days.
Wow.
Well, we had a couple of days of 70, and so all the trees are in bloom, and the flower, the crocuses, croci, stuck their little heads up. Can't do that around here. When I had a garden, I had a roof deck garden, and every year I think, right around the end of March, right around Easter, you think, okay. But Easter was really early this year. I think to be safe, you need to wait till more or less the 4th of July to plant. But I felt so sorry for them. They were really beautiful. You know, and hyacinths smell wonderful, too. These are goners, I think. They're sickled. Too bad. Well, today is a National Day of Hope, so maybe that'll speed them along. I actually had... I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Should tell you that. My phone number is 855-993-7569. 855-993-7569. Let me make a comment about the phone calls. Folks, if you're unhappy because the station... If you're unhappy because the station is either carrying me or not carrying me, call the station, okay? Because we don't really have much control over that. And I know that, but write to the program director. Program directors get, basically what they do is get people being angry with them. So if you like the program, it's not a terrible idea to just send off an email to the program director and say, hey, look, thanks for carrying her. And if they're foolish enough to drop me or to change my time slot, just let them know. Say, no, we want her back. So, and it really does make a difference. So, but calling us, I mean, we're sympathetic, but we have absolutely no control over it. So, and poor Manny or Blake or Jacob get frustrated because they really want to help get the calls on the air and just calling up to say, gee, you know, we really miss your program. We were appreciative of it, but call with a question, okay? 855-993-7569. It's also a day of walking. I'm a great walker. They said, I think one of the reasons New Yorkers tend to live 2.5 years longer than the national average, and it's not because there's no stress. It's because most of us don't have cars, and so you're walking up and down those subway steps. And it's some of the more, the older subway lines are very far underground. They're like, I don't know what, maybe 60, 70 feet underground. So that's a lot of stairs. And so for those, they quite often have escalators. And every once in a while, the escalators break down. And I always walk up the escalators. But that's different because, I mean, it's what, I don't know, maybe a 2-to-1 ratio of the amount of walking to the amount that the stairs are carrying you. And when that ratio goes away, what you realize is, oh, my gosh. It's invariably, well, I have a heavy coat on or big boots or I'm carrying something. Oh, well, I'm whining. But I just keep telling myself, okay, you'll live a little longer. Maybe. All righty, 855-993-7567. I actually do have a minor amount of good news. As I mentioned, I think because I was in a whiny mood, that I've had this sort of spate where the wax seal on my jaw gave way, this is not a good thing to have happen to you. And it took the plumber three different times to get it fixed, and I'm still not sure it's fixed. It's better. So I decided to try and live with it for a while, and my microwave just stopped. And I have a built-in microwave. Folks, if you ever have a choice of getting a built-in microwave or a countertop, let me tell you, get a countertop. I know it takes up countertop space, but one costs about $150. If you have to replace it, the other costs about $2,500. Let me tell you how I found that out. But they actually came over and repaired it, which was not an inexpensive thing, but it's certainly less than $2,500. So, and it turns out you just plug it in. So what can I tell you? And do not try, for anybody who wants it, I have the magnetron. Do you know what a magnetron is, Manny?
I do not.
All right, so here's the deal. I hadn't actually thought about it. All right, now you understand when you plug your microwave in, that's AC current, right? It is.
Yep,
that's when you plug it in. Yeah, okay. So, but a microwave doesn't work on electricity, right? It works on microwaves. So the question is, how do you convert AC power to microwaves? And the answer is a magnetron. And I just happen to have one sitting on my kitchen table. And one of the reasons that you don't try and repair your own is because it converts electricity to microwaves. It stores up the charge, like 3,000 volts, which is enough to send you into the great unknown. So you do not mess with this. But I was actually trying to take it apart because I thought it was so cool. But this was when it's out of the microwave and unplugged. I'm trying to decide if I should keep it. Just because it's so cool. I mean, it really, you can see it. You can see exactly how it does it. Shall I send it to you? Are you curious?
Sure.
Not that curious. I mean, it really is cool. Somebody had, I mean, that's, it's one of those things that makes you pleased to be human because somebody had to invent that. I mean, who would sit around thinking, okay, let's turn electrical current into microwaves. And because it'll cook your food quicker. And because it will excite the molecules. I don't know. I don't sit around saying things like that, do you? Maybe you do.
Not really, no.
But it is cool. Have you ever seen one of those? Did you even know they existed?
I did not know.
I didn't know either. But now I know. And so I gave my repairman, who I think was a little undone by me, because I had to help him, and I had to clean out space. So I gave him, I had made an apple pie yesterday, so I gave him some apple pie. So we're still friends, I think. Alrighty, here's the deal. In 1830, the original Church of the Latter-day Saint movement was organized by John Smith at Manchester, New York. I didn't know that. Did you know Latter-day Saints started in New York?
I did not know that, no.
I didn't either. It was Church of Christ in 1830. I knew about Joseph Smith because I saw Book of Mormon, but what can I tell you? New York, Manchester, New York. Although at the time, Manchester was known as Fayette. But nevertheless, on this day in history, John Tyler was sworn in 2 days after become president upon William Henry Harrison's death. All right, Manny, I'll ask you the question, because we did this yesterday, that William Henry Harrison was the ninth president of the United States, and he was the oldest until Reagan, upon his taking office. Do you know how long his term of office was?
I remember now it was a month.
Oh, that's right. I asked you. Darn. And you got it right.
Yeah.
You got it pretty right.
Well, I think I guessed like 80 days or something like that.
Yeah. And it's 32.
Yeah.
But you did pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Manny has good instincts.
Well, because I remember as a kid knowing that his term was the shortest.
It is the shortest.
Yeah. I just didn't remember. I knew it was
how
pretty
short.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was in the same boat. I remembered that it was short. And that he had a grandson who was the 23rd president as well.
Mm-hmm.
In 1860, on this day, the Reorganized Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, now the original was the Latter-day Saint Movement, this is 30 years later, the Reorganized Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, later renamed Community of Christ, is organized by Joseph Smith III at Amboy, Illinois. So this is a big deal in Latter-day Saints history. I wonder why they chose today. Don't know. Maybe just the second one because the first one came 30 years before. Don't know. First Olympic Games in Athens in 1896. 1,500 years after the original games are banned by Theodosius I. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533. You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, I don't know. Maybe it's just because the weather's been cold, but I talked with three women in the last, 12 to 18 hours, all of whom were baking. One of them was me. I don't think I count myself as I was the fourth. But maybe it's just the time of year where everybody's sort of feeling it's not quite bathing suit time yet, so we don't have to absolutely worry about it. But are you a baker, Manny? I know you're a cook sometimes, but are you a baker?
Well, I'm a cook, I guess, depending on your definition of cook.
But, you can boil eggs, huh?
Yeah, I can boil an egg. I can
Barbecue. You can barbecue a steak.
Yeah, I can make steak. I can make a mean steak. That's for sure.
There you go. See, it's a manly thing to do.
But baking is not my strength at all.
Like, the baking is kind of fun.
I'm sure it is. It's just not something I've ever been good
at. I used to bake all of our family's bread, which is, I mean, it's an awfully fattening thing to do because fresh baked bread with butter on it, it's awfully good. And store-bought bread, just, you know, take it or leave it. But homemade bread is really good. It's not very hard to make. It just takes a while because the yeast has to rise a couple times. Oh, well. All right, on this day, we'll finish this up and then... the news today, I don't know if it's a day of hope. I don't, the news does not reflect it. This was the day that Robert Peary and Matthew Henson reached the North Pole. Not as famous as the South Pole, but nevertheless. On this day in 1924, the first round-the-world flight commences. Now, this is a day of, it's sort of an interesting day, isn't it? The first Tony Awards were presented. And for Manny, this is the American League Baseball began using the designated hitter rule.
That's right.
Did you remember? Well, you weren't even born then, were you?
No. I was not around yet. No. Not yet.
A lot of people felt designated hitter rule sort of ruined baseball.
Yeah, I think a lot of people felt that at the start, or at least for...
Well, everybody's used to it now.
But now now you've got a lot of people that say that both the American and the National League should be... They think the National League should jump on board and start using the DH too. So,
well, and so the first one was that you could have, I mean, aren't there two parts to it? One is that you can send somebody in for somebody else, but the other is the pitcher. Somebody
right. The designated hitting hitter is the guy that essentially hits
in lieu of the pitcher.
Yeah.
But a designated hitter could also go and be, I guess that just counts as a substitution. Even though they'll call him a designated hitter, but he's not.
Right.
I mean, because the original is to replace the pitcher.
Yeah.
The pinch hitter, I guess, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I guess most pitchers are probably grateful to not have to put themselves in harm's way of a ball coming toward them at 90 miles an hour, 103 miles an hour.
Well, especially if you're a pitcher that pitches inside, or if you hit somebody. Then,
yeah, they're going to get even with you.
Yeah, they're going to want to retaliate, and so...
Yeah.
It's a little easier to be an American League pitcher in some ways.
Yeah, a little safer.
You don't have to face the music.
Is there some possibility that the National League will actually, because it's been, 40-some years, 43 years?
Yeah, well, I think it's been discussed, but I think...
Yeah, it's always been discussed, but I don't think they're going to do it, do you?
I don't know if they're going to do it anytime.
I wonder how they got it passed initially. I think one of the things, it wasn't to protect the pitcher. They were saying that they liked higher scoring games.
Right, yeah, well, and... You know, theoretically, too, if you look at statistics, you'll see National League pitchers usually have their statistics are a little bit better because if you get to face the opposing pitcher as a hitter three times in a game, you know, it's usually an easy out. It's usually an easier out than you have to face, you know, an actual good hitter and a DH.
Yeah.
So if you look at the numbers, typically the pitching numbers, the ERA, you know, runs allowed, strikeouts, all that stuff is usually a little bit more in the National League than in the American League.
Well, I mean, it makes sense that pitchers are not renowned for being good hitters.
Right, yeah.
Right, so now that we got that taken care of. So the Yankees postponed their opening day, I guess, because they said it was too windy, I think. But it was almost as windy yesterday, and I think they played yesterday.
It was pretty cold, too, wasn't it?
Very cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like in the 30s, but then the 30 mile an hour wind. So it was, I've been at opening day when it snowed. So, yeah, I'm in there in the snow, and that's when I get my upset stomach for the year because I eat a hot dog. So, luckily, working the hours I now work, I can't do opening day anymore. So there we go. All right, so here's the day that makes you glad that we're not considering you as a news story. All right, we've got a man. Facebook figures prominently. All right, we've got a man who was jailed for making a parody of a prominent local businessman. So much for freedom of speech. I don't know how they could do that. Probably libel. We've got a woman who was fired from her job and blocked from Facebook after she stomped on an American flag. So this is the idea of completely free speech in America. apparently not on Facebook. 855-993-7569. Jeff, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. First, let me say thank you so much for taking my call. I listen to you all the time, and I love the advice you give out to everyone.
Well, thank you.
You're so welcome. So, let me just make a long story short. I live on the East Coast. My parents live on the West Coast. I've been out here for 6 years. I moved out here for my partner. We're now married. I've got two half-sibling sisters and one half-sibling brother that are, the youngest one's 20 years older than I am. And my father is now in his late 70s, not doing so well, and has had a falling out with my sister. It happened last year. It was over Father's Day. And to make a long story short, I kind of feel like it was their, it was probably all of, like, her stress and strife that she's had with my dad, you know, coming to a head on that one day.
Yeah.
And they had...
Where does your sister live?
She lives in Southern California.
So is she close to your parents?
Not at all.
No, is she close geographically to your parents?
Oh, no. Sorry. My parents are in the Pacific Northwest. She's about as close to... She's down in San Diego. So they're about as far away as you can get from each other on that coast.
Well, she could be in Mexico or Baja or something like that, but pretty darn close. Okay, so she and your dad had a falling out a year ago.
Right, about a year ago, and, you know, they haven't spoken since, and I know that it, like, really is, like, killing my dad inside. And, you know, he's been going through some health problems, and I just felt like, well, hold on, sorry, so let me bring it back another couple days. So a couple days, I went out of the country, and, you know, I posted on Facebook, and she said, you know, what are you doing out of the country again, yada, 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 hope you're having a good time. And I said, yes, I am having a good time, thanks for asking. I said, by the way, I stuck my nose in it.
Okay.
I was like, our father's not doing well. I never really even like calling him dad. You know, like when I'm talking to her, I don't like saying, you know, dad this, dad that, because I don't feel like we're real like siblings, you know? But
well, it is, you share the same father though, right?
We do share the same father, right, but it's just never been like that sort of relationship.
I hear. All right, let me stop you for just a minute, put you on hold, come back, and you can tell me what you said and what she said, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Jeff, who lives on the East Coast. He's got an elderly father on the West Coast. He also has a half-sister on the West Coast, but who's pretty far away from Dad. And they had a falling out about a year ago around Father's Day. I guess Father's Day is what, in May or June, something like that. I think it's actually, yeah. That's right, it's in June. So, do you have any idea what the falling out was about? I know you're feeling that it was kind of...
Yes, I did. And, you know, I heard most about it from my mom, because she was there, obviously. But then what my sister explained it to me, to make a long story short, they had reservations at some real nice restaurant in Seattle. My parents already had reservations at another restaurant that was more their speed. I mean, like, my sister and her husband are very well off. My parents are okay, but they're both retired on a fixed income. So they don't, I mean, they didn't want to presume that they were going to pay the bill. So, you know, they didn't want to go to the fancy schmancy restaurant. They wanted to go to the one that they're comfortable with.
Okay.
So to make the long story short, oh, sorry, I keep saying that. So my sister tells them, you know, we already had reservations. If you don't want to, you know, if you if you want to stay with your reservations, no problem. Then we don't have to hang out. But we don't have to hang out together. She's like,
whoa. This is on Father's Day.
This is on Father's Day. But you know, she's told him, you know, I've only spent probably a total of 6 Father's Day with you in my whole entire life, my whole 53 years of being on this earth. So what's one more not being with me? And he said, sorry, and she hung up. So that was that, and I know that...
And they didn't talk at Christmas or anything since then?
Mm-mm, no. So my dad has been, you know, my dad's been calling, leaving messages, and, you know, he's tried to reach out through my other sister, who also lives down in Southern California, because they're real close. I mean, yeah. The two sisters are. So, you know, he's tried to reach out through them, and, you know, just sort of, like, understandably, my sister's, I feel like, just over it. And kind of done with them. But,
well, I mean, that's, you know, look, may be something you can do with your next-door neighbor or an ex-employee. I think it's very hard to do with your dad, because it is your dad, number one, and parents have this really nasty habit of doing things like dying before we get things resolved. So your sister, how old is this sister?
She's 20 years older than me. She's 53.
And which number? So she's the third of the other group? Yeah.
Yeah, she's the youngest of that. My father's first group of children with his first wife.
And how old was she when he left to go to the second family?
Well, he didn't go straight to the second family.
Okay.
You know, he left when he got kicked out when she was 6. And, you know, like, I don't really know the backstory on that. I'm sure there probably was a good reason for it or whatever. But he left with him and his ex-wife separated when she was 6. And she has more or less explained it to me, you know, over the past couple of days when we were exchanging on Facebook, that, you know, she felt like he was never there for her. And that's that. So, I mean, I guess I'm glad we had that time. I'm glad we had a break there that I had to go on hold, because I think I got down my questions that I'd want to ask.
Okay.
I mean, like, I know it's none of my business, but...
Well,
I mean,
yes and no. I mean, it's family. Ordinarily, I was your next-door neighbor, I'd say, you know, this is not going to be very profitable, but it is your family, and it is your dad.
Right.
And so let's... All right, so your questions are what?
My question is, I mean, is it even worth me continue... I mean, hold on. Maybe I should just say, like, do you think there's any way I could help get them together, or is this just...
All right, that's a really good question, and you know who you should ask it of? You should ask it of your sister. One of the things you can do is you can call your sister and say, look, on some level I understand this, on some cosmic level this isn't my business, but I love you,
right.
I love Dad, I'm worried that this isn't going to get resolved before he shuffles out this mortal coil, and it's going to leave you with a huge burden. So the question I have for you is there anything I can do to facilitate this? And by asking her that rather than telling her, because if you say, look, you really should talk with Dad, she's going to say, why should I? He was never there for me. And you're going to start this whole thing. And there actually is an answer to that. But by asking her the question, saying, I love you dearly. You know, my heart, you know, I worry about you. I listen to psychologists on the air all the time. And she's always saying, look, resolve your differences with your parents while they're here. Because once they're gone, those differences don't go away. And you get stuck with them. And you get stuck with them all by yourself. And that feels awful. So even if it's just a level of neutrality, it doesn't have to be a Hallmark Hall of Fame, but it could be, gee, Dad, you know, I'd love to take you out for the restaurant that you choose. Or whatever. But so the first thing, the answer to the first question is, yeah, but I would ask her the question, is there anything I could do? And then if she says, like, what? Do you have some options in mind?
Well, I mean, it'd be real hard, but...
Well, no, she said, I'm your sister, and you say, all right, is there anything I can do?
Yeah,
and then she says, like, what would you say?
I would say, yes, let's all meet up down in your neck of the woods, down in Southern California.
Terrible connection. Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm actually outside walking my dog. Sorry.
All right. Well, yeah, stay that's better. I'm glad you're having a beautiful day. Stay close to the phone. All right. So what you said, you're going to go down there and do what?
I mean, if she was open to it, I would say, then I'll bring my father down and, like, let's go to dinner.
I think that's great.
Like, that's all we could do.
No. I think that's great. I think it's terrific. So here's the plan. Call her up. Say, listen, and in fact, since you have a plan, I might even sort of speed it up a little bit. I might say, hey, listen, I love you dearly. I'm really worried that you and Dad don't get this resolved, and I'm much more worried on your account than his, because if he dies and you're left with this, it's going to feel terrible. And I don't want that to happen to either of you. So here's my plan. For your birthday, for Mother's Day, or for birthday, or for whatever, or just before Salminio's birthday, Arbor Day, what I'd like to do is bring Dad down. It would be my treat to take both of you guys out for dinner at the local diner or whatever. What do you think? Now, and if she says, no, I don't want to do that, say, then you can do your, look, I really feel terrible about this. Tell me what I can do. Because then you're making her think about it. But I think it's such a heartfelt, perfect solution that you'd already come up with. I'd lead with that. I think that's a very strong, loving, doesn't cost her anything. She doesn't have to go anyplace. The question is, would your dad go along with it?
I think he would go. I know my dad would go in a heartbeat.
Okay, then great.
Would agree to it.
All right, so we've got that plan. What, was there another question here, or did we get it done?
No, I mean, I just think that was it. Like, really, it was just like, right, my questions were, am I sticking my nose in where it doesn't belong? And then, if no, what could I do?
Well, but I think the answer is
you did.
You can preface it by saying, on some level, I understand this is not none of my business, but on another level, I love you both dearly, and I'm really worried.
Right.
So more for your account than his, because if he does this, you know, really thoughtless thing of dying, and you're feeling terrible about it, I just don't want that for you. Here's my plan. As my gift, you know, and it would make me happy.
Right.
I know it'd make him happy and help him make you happy. My treat, take you out. You pick the restaurant. And we'll do it in the next 2 weeks.
Right.
I think it's great.
Oh, my God, that'd be fabulous. I know. Well, you know, thank you so much for helping me talk that out. Like,
you're most welcome. Listen.
A little bit of a play on that. Okay, good.
Yeah, and let me, and then if she says no, then you can say, tell me what I can do. Because then it's a nice follow-up. You've already suggested something very specific, something time-oriented, something that doesn't cost her anything. And if she gives you a hard time, then say, you know, tell me what I can do. And if she says nothing, say, I'll tell you what, I'll give you 24 hours, think about it, and I'll call you back.
Okay.
So, yeah, I allow you to be a Budinsky here.
Okay. Well, good. I mean,
all right?
I mean, not good, but I get it. Okay.
Well, no, I think...
Joy.
Pardon?
I said, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Look, I think there are times...
Talk this out.
Well, that's it. And there are times in our life where it's not that doing it makes so much sense. It's that not doing it feels terrible. So I think that's where you are at this moment. Give it a try.
Right.
But I do it once you're inside without the dog, because it's a little easier to hear you inside, all right?
Okay. Sorry about that. Okay.
That's all right, Jeff. Good luck. Let me know what happens.
Okay, will do.
All right.
Bye.
All right, so folks, the takeaway from this is there are times where it's okay to intervene but do it gently and don't try to guilt somebody into it. That what you're, that the argument is making is don't do this for Dad, it's do it for yourself, which is not a guilt argument. And here's a specific plan, and if that plan doesn't work, okay, tell me what I can do. All right. Mary, you're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have an issue I've been dealing with since last October of 2015, with a coworker. She's the office manager. She and I are the only ones that work in the office.
Okay.
Most of the time, there is a nurse that comes in.
Hang on. I think that may be our music. Manny, is that our music?
Okay.
That's our music. Hang on. I'll put you on hold. We'll be right back. I'll give you as much time as you need. 855-993-7569. Back with Mary in just a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I'm going to be in Fort Worth, Texas on Thursday, April 14th for a free seminar. If you have anybody or yourself, if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, dementia, you have macular degeneration, thyroid problems, or anything else going on, come to our seminar. Registration is 6:30. Actual seminar starts at 7. And for more information, contact Ms. Brandy Brogdon, 615-389-7733.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Mary, who, we're talking about almost 6 months ago, has a co-worker, an office manager. They're just the two of you in the office. So what happened?
Oh, she doesn't handle her equal share of the job priorities and duties, and it's been addressed. I have a difficult time dealing with her personal calls. She constantly gets, you know, the loud text message noises that, you know, come across. She's got the Walking Dead music that plays every time she gets a text, and she's always sure to answer her text, you know, when There may be kids in the health room. There may be, you know, phone calls or people that are coming in that need to be attended to. I addressed it to the principal. I work in a school office, and there was a meeting with the two principals and she and I, the girl that I'm having the issue with, and I, and they outlined what the commitments were to be. She was, you know, were to limit business in the personal business in the office, turn the volume down on cell phones, limit personal phone or conversations, and it just hasn't been done.
Yeah.
And last week, well, it was 2 weeks ago because we had the spring break. Right before the spring break, she had a horrible remark to me telling me that I was inadequate, and I had to just finish my duties. I gave an absence report to the vice principal because the principal was in a meeting, and I said, she just said something to me that's made me ill, and I have to leave. So I left, and I...
Could you tell me what she said?
She came back into the office. Okay, the first hour and a quarter, I am to have as few interruptions as possible to get the attendance done, as well as the lunch count for the school.
Mm-hmm.
And she had left the office. She told me she was leaving at about 8:25. It's from 8 to 9:15 that I have to get this work done. And I'm on a time constraint. And she left the office. She was doing a laminating project for the principal. And I realized the principal asked her to do it. She left at 8:25. She returned to the office at about 9:10. And I had six kids in the health room, two of which had fevers and needed to go home. So I'm calling parents. I'm trying to get my attendance done. She came back into the office. She stood behind her desk, continued to cut out these laminating letters that she was working on. She sat down at her desk, made a phone call to her daughter's pharmacy for a prescription, and didn't even ask me, do you need help? I said, I've been very busy. She said, don't blame your inadequacies on my being gone. And I just, like I said, I finished the task at hand that I was working on, you know, attended to the students in the health room, and then I felt I could leave, and I packed up my stuff and gave the absence report to the vice principal and left, saying that I was ill and I needed to leave. And the problems that have occurred all these months is that we have no substitutes to work for ourselves. You know, the teachers, when they're sick or have meetings, they have a substitute come in. Well, these office people that I'm in the classified, they call it, personnel, we have no subs. They're all taken. And I have no one to work for me, so I want to get my job done, yet I don't have anybody to cover for me. I actually took today off because I just said I had to. And I said, if you need me to come in, I'll do the attendance. She said, no, you don't need to. I'll find somebody to cover. It's an extremely busy office. And this girl I'm working with, I don't think she has her priorities straight. And that
Let me ask you a couple questions. How long have you been in this job?
This is my fifth year. I've worked in the same type of work in a different school.
Okay.
And I've been working for this school district for 8 years.
Okay. How long has the office manager been there?
She started, I think, in the office we work in together a year before me. So
okay.
This is probably her sixth year.
Did you ever have another person, or has it always been just the two of you?
Just the two of us.
Is there any way, given the physical layout of where you're working, that you could work in a farther away from her?
Not really. The office next to us, I sit right outside the principal's office, which is very loud and distracting, but I've learned to deal with it. I put my iPod with the Dr. Joy Brown show on in one ear. That helps me tremendously. I do it every day. an earplug has, I even purchased over the Christmas break the Bose noise.
Canceling headphones, yeah.
Eliminate, yeah, and those did not work. I was a little bit embarrassed by putting them on, but I've been trying everything. I bring my own laptop from home every day now, and I go into the health room when things are loud and she's talking about her remodel with the, you know, the other staff member, and I can't concentrate. I go into the health room, sit at the desk with my personal laptop, and I can look through the window to see when the students come in or parents come in that I need to attend to. So it's
Does that work?
it does work. It does work.
Okay, because it occurs to me that you've kind of figured out what I probably would have suggested, which is, look, the two of you just have very different styles, very different personalities, and you're always going to drive each other nuts. But that's not really the issue. The issue is if you didn't have... If she wasn't a moment-to-moment distraction, and you weren't as aware when she was coming and going. We'll get back to that in a minute. It would probably lessen the stress level, because right now the stress level is so high between the two of you that anything will set either of you off. So if you could physically be separate so that her little noisy little idiosyncratic behavior was not part of your life. It wasn't part of anything you had to listen to. So going to the health room, I think if you went to the principal and said, look, the two of us, we just have such different styles. I don't even think you have to badmouth her. That it would be, I think it would make both of us happier if we could be in spaces that we weren't so on top of each other.
Yeah.
So we weren't as, because I think that's going to work hugely well for you. And you've sort of figured that out. But I think you want a more permanent solution than just going into another room. But essentially, that's what I would suggest, number one. The problem about her disappearing on you is, unfortunately, she was doing work for the principal. So you're not going to win that one.
Yeah, well, let me tell you another situation, Joy. We had what they call the jogathon, where all the kids run, and all morning long. She left the office, was gone for 2.5-3 hours. I was on my own. It's a very busy day because all the parents were coming to watch. And she left. Then she got to run in the jogathon because she's into running. And then she comes back and takes her lunch hour.
Yeah, I mean, Mary, she's going to drive you nuts.
But
you just have to understand that karma's a boomerang and that you're doing a good job because that's who you are. But I think if the two of you could be physically separated, so you weren't subjected.
Possible,
so. Well, but let's think about it. That's number one. Number two, what age kids are you dealing with?
Elementary school. TK, kindergarten.
Are there any sixth? I'll tell you what. Let me put you on hold. Can you hang on over the break for me for a minute? Okay.
Yes.
Well, hang on. We'll put you on hold. Summer vacation now. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.